It's NHFM for Friday night. This is Talking Sports. JP in the studio with John Gartland. Also going to be joined by the guys from Douglas and District tonight. Richard Brent, Andrew Corsi and Dave Matheson. But before we get to Douglas and District, John, last week's results.
College Wood Cup semi-final first. Colby 3, Braddon 0. Jamie Heaney and Andrew Blake got 2. Douglas Athletic 2, Douglas Royals 1. Matty Eyre, Danny O'Hare and Greg Hoskins. So the final will be Colby and Douglas Athletic. Andy, who do you see winning that on? You've played them both, haven't you?
I've actually played for Douglas Athletic as well.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. To be honest with you, it depends on the day. Colby are a good outfit. We've seen them play all season quite well and consistent. Douglas Athletic at the moment, they seem to have the bit between the teeth, and I think they're going to miss out on promotion, but I fancy them to pip Colby on this one.
Yeah, it'd be close. Our Lee used to play for, he's gone off to the Marines now, Lee Gartland, he used to play for Dean Douglas. We had them in last week, didn't we, JP?
Yeah, we did indeed.
They were funny a lot, weren't
good
they?
Good lads, good lads.
Very good. Premier League now. St George's 13, Union Mills 1. I think you picked Union Mills after that one, didn't you?
I don't think so. Come on. Every week you try this.
Yeah, Brody Patience, what a great name that is, Union Mills. Sam Kane got 4, well done to him. Frank Jones, hat-trick. McNulty got 2. Glad to see Morrissey back with 2. And Chris Bass Jr., well done to him. Peel, 9. Russian United 1. This is the one I affiliated. And Daniel Pownell for Russian, but Peel were on fire. Josh Kelly got 5. Ashley Webster got 2. Crennel got 1 and own goal. So Peel keep the championship open there.
Were Peel looking like champions elect, or was it a poor Russian side?
Do you know what? I couldn't work it out whether Russian were poor or Peel were on fire. I know Josh Kelly had a great game because obviously he's old club, but what 5 goals, he could have had 10, 12 easily. He missed loads. But the 5 he got were superb.
They've still got to play, I think it's Old Boys and St Mary's. Can you see either of them pipping them?
Yeah. If they draw, I think St George's win the league. Mm-hmm. So I can see these two clubs trying to beat them. St Mary's are on the day, can beat anybody, and so can Old Boys. So it's still going to go down to the wire, JP. Laxey 1, Corinthians 5. I think you picked Laxey, didn't you? So Matty Kent-Lloyd for Laxey. Danny Oram got 2, ex-Laxey. Kane Ridings, Ryan Burns and Sean Doyle got them. So that was good. Ramsey 1, Air 4. Big derby match. And the boys have just arrived. How you doing? How you doing, Richard? Just in time to say Ramsey 1, Air 4.
I know, yeah. Who plays in that Ramsey team again?
I'm not too sure, but we'll get to a Qualtro, if I'm not mistaken. Sean Kelly got it, bagged a hat-trick for Air, and Mr. Qualtro said Ramsey were on fire till they had a player sent off, and then Air scored 2 in the last minute, but Ramsey put up a good fight. Old Boys 3, Jim's 1, Robbie Ward, Noxie got 1, one of the Craigs got 1, the twins, you know them, Callum and Craig? Stuart, brilliant players.
Yeah, decent players, both of them. Decent players.
Reggie and Ronnie, I used to call them. But Callum got that one, so that, and Jim's already down. Mark Connor got that. I'll just nip to the ladies' semi-final, which was two great matches. Apparently, Jim's won. Gorney got that one. Corinthians 2. Young Mel Bell got 2. Well done to her, and well done to getting in the Ireland team. Peel 5. Wignall got 2. Smalley got 1. Corkish 1, and Jones with the other. Helen Cooper, the only supply for Old Boys, and Amy Beggs had a nightmare.
Shocker.
Back after the break.